You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome back again, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, it's been a little while since we've chatted, and it's on the All-Star break in the middle of all that. Did you get a break during the All-Star game time, or were you working? What was going on with you?
I did get a break. I was not at the All-Star game for the first time in a while, but I was actually nearby visiting some family near Cleveland, so not too far from the game, but I got to watch it as a fan for the first time in a while, which was nice.
It is kind of fun, isn't it? I mean, everybody, we all love to be a part of the big event, but sometimes it doesn't hurt just to get a couple of days off either.
It doesn't. And you know what? When you kind of sit back and watch it from a different perspective, I think you kind of appreciate it in a new way again. So that was kind of cool. I mean, I love covering it. I love all the big events. But you do get a different perspective when you're just, sitting on your couch watching it.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of the home run derby?
I loved the new format. I think it seems like a lot of people did, but I think, after a few years of kind of tweaking it and trying to figure it out, I think they did a really good job. And I feel like before, next year comes, it's going to be perfect. I mean, I think for everyone involved, I mean, fans, players, I mean, anyone watching, participating, it really was a fun event. I mean, that's something that people are going to want to tune into.
Yeah, it was a game changer. The buzzer beater home run, the new concept that, who could have imagined, but really, really cool stuff. Meanwhile, the Oakland A's, they've played so much better in the last, 4, 5, 6 weeks, so much better than they started the year, and yet still it's a bit of a long shot to consider what they've got to overcome in the division. And so here we go up toward the trade deadline, and this team, buyer, seller. Sometimes it's not clear even as they're making moves whether they're buying or selling. They, they're very clever. They're very industrious. What do you anticipate's going to happen in these next couple weeks?
I do see something happening. I don't see them, letting the trade deadline go by and not doing anything, just because I feel like by the time July 31st comes, there's going to be an offer out there for them that, they can't turn away. They have too many, good players that are going to be free agents at the end of the year that, other teams are coveting. And there is the debate of, whether, a trade is going to be greater than that of getting, a compensation draft pick. And you kind of have to balance those two things and decide which one's better for the club. But, I mean, I do see, the way Scott Kazner's been pitching, I know a lot of talk is about Sonny Gray with the A's, and for good reason. I mean, he is the ace of their staff, one of the best pitchers in the league. But you look at Scott Kazner's numbers, and, he's been equally good. I mean, he really has, and I don't know that he's been talked about as much as, he deserves the recognition. And so when there's a pitcher of that caliber, to be had, I mean, A's aren't, he's available. So is Ben Zobrer, so is Tyler Clipper. But, and you look at any of those guys, all three are extremely valuable. Three of the most valuable guys on the A's. And, they're the type of guys that, teams that are contending, they're one piece away from putting that, that perfect puzzle together. And those are the type of guys that you want. You've got your right-handed reliever who's closing for the A's. You've got one of the most versatile players in the game in Zobrist, and then one of the best pitchers in the game in Kazmir. So I have to think that within this next week, we see at least one of those guys dealt. I think the A's, they've been hanging in there. They've been playing a lot better, but they just haven't been gaining much ground in the division, and they're going to have to string off, wins, like 10 wins in a row for the team to even consider, holding off on any of those moves. But at this point, it seems like it might be too late in the game, and I wouldn't be surprised if, a trade happens in the coming days.
It is funny, the timing of these kinds of things, because you look at the Angels, who are right now in the middle of their run, right? And every team gets that run. It happens. Every team will get that chance to really turn it up. And theirs came soon enough that they are now, you know, first place in the division and feeling like world beaters, and they're going to go out there and they're going to make some noise. They're going to pick up that coveted piece. If your run, it wasn't scheduled until after July 31st, as the baseball gods would deem it, you know, you may end up tinkering with what could otherwise be a decent club. And it just, you know, to your point, talking about some of the valuable pieces that they have to deal with here, I feel like there's a lot here. I it's like, it's just kind of hard to walk away from. But I guess the question that begs asking is, okay, there's value. They have chips that they can move. But what do they want? You know, what do you see the needs or the real interest being right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you were saying, it really is a difficult position. I don't know, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I don't know that Billy Beane's ever been in this type of position. You know, usually by now he knows whether to, you know, whether his moves are going to be by addition or subtraction. And right now, you know, you look at this team, the way they've been playing, the guys that they have, you know, you do wonder, you know, why is their record the way it is? And you go back to all the one-run losses, all the costly bullpen and defensive mistakes, and you're thinking this could be a good team. You know, they could get on that type of run that we've seen other teams make within the division. And you look at the starting staff, I mean, it's the best in the American League, and you do hate to tinker with it, but then you look at your standing, and you do have to be a little bit realistic. And, I mean, this is a team that's made crazy runs in the past. I mean, you look back at 2012, you know, they were just as far back and ended up winning the division. But, you know, when you do get, I mean, it's not like they're looking for any one thing, I don't think. I just think they're looking for, you know, a pretty strong package, probably players that are, you know, if not big league ready, then very close to being big league ready, because this isn't a team that if they do make moves, they're not going to sit back and, you know, kind of build up another team, you know, to contend in a few years. You know, they're not going to do it this year. They're going to do it next year. So they're going to be either big league players or a combo of those, and, you know, close to big league ready. And, you know, really any, you know, I don't know that there's one position. I think, you know, it's kind of like the draft. You take the best player available at the time, and, you know, I think you take the best package that's given to you. And so I think, you know, I'm sure, you know, they've been entertaining several offers, and, you know, they do have the luxury of kind of sitting back and waiting a little bit. The trade deadline isn't for another week or so. And, you know, in the meantime, they can see what the, you know, the club that they do have right now can do, how much, you know, they can gain. So I think they're going to, you know, wait it out maybe as long as they can. But if they get a deal that they just can't turn down, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they went for it.
You know, Billy Beane has proven to be that guy you cannot predict. I mean, he is as unpredictable as any. And I wonder if it's possible. You don't see this very often, but I wonder if it's possible that you could say to yourself, if you're Billy Beane, you know, I don't know that I'm ready to blow anything up or to get rid of any of these pieces. And I think we are pretty good. And maybe it's not about making a run this year, but not disturbing what you think could be a very good team next year, and that maybe is not in need of a whole lot anyway. Is it possible you could just sit through and suffer through mediocrity without signaling to fans, hey, we're doing something radical to make changes? I guess I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. Do you think that is beyond what Billy Beane might consider?
You know, I mean, I think any guys that he's considering trading right now aren't going to be around next year anyway. You know, I don't see, you know, they just don't have the means, the resources to hang on to guys that like Kazmir and Zobrist and Clifford who are going to be up for new deals at the end of the season. So I don't think outside of those guys they would really entertain, you know, trading someone of significance, you know, someone like Sonny Gray or Steven Vogt. I see those guys staying put because you do look to next year and, you know, you have a lot of good pieces in place, particularly in the rotation, and vote, obviously. But, you know, I think you do have to, you know, keep next year. They're always keeping next year in mind. You know, you're always trying to play in the present, but, you know, keep the future in mind. And, and what you're going to have in the coming months and coming years. I think they're realistic in knowing that the guys that they would trade right now, the ones that will be free agents, just they won't be around next year. So they really haven't been in their plans anyway for next year. So it's not like they're really messing with, you know, the 2016 club. I think they do have, you know, a lot of good pieces in place. The offense has been, you know, a lot better than I think people anticipated. And, you know, I think it just kind of, tweaking that, maybe bolstering that, just to make it a little more consistent. And then, you know, the same can be said for the bullpen. But I think, you know, you have as good of a rotation as the A's have, knowing that most of those guys are going to be around for several years. You know, that's a good place to start. I think if any team starts with, you know, the rotation, you know, you look around at teams that are struggling and usually it goes back to the pitching. So they have that. I don't see them really tinkering with that outside of Kazmir. And even without Kazmir, you know, they do have a lot of young guys that have been really great for them.
Well, we know this much. Whatever it is that does happen, it's going to be surprising. There's going to be something in there that's just surprising because that's just the way it seems to happen with Billy Beane. So we'll look forward to talking about it in these next couple of weeks and getting the insight and your reaction to it as well, Jane. But as always, thanks for the time. Look forward to doing it again soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. That's Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.